This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, September 20, 2012, the family of the late Dan Hamilton of Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds wins a significant jury verdict against the publisher Music Force, who allegedly failed to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in royalty payments for the 1975 number one hit, Fallen in Love. On this day in 2010, Leonard Skinner, the Florida schoolteacher who inspired a group of high school students to use his misspelled name during their rise to fame as the rock legend Leonard Skinner, passes away at a nursing home at the age of 77. Although the band did not get along with Mr. Skinner when he was their teacher, they eventually patched things up and became friends. On this day in 1992, Patti Smith's duet with Eagles drummer Don Henley, Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough, peaks at number two on the Billboard Hot 100, where it would stay for the next 6 weeks. The song was nominated for a Grammy Award in the category Best Pop Vocal, Duo or Group, but lost to Celine Dion and Peebo Bryson's rendition of Beauty and the Beast. On this day in 1978, The Who's Who Are You LP goes gold. The single of the same name would later be used as the theme for the popular TV show CSI. On this day in 1975, David Bowie has the top tune on Billboard's Hot 100 with Fame, a song co-written by John Lennon, who can be heard singing near the end of the record. And on this day, September 20, 1969, a fictional band, a group of studio musicians, topped the Billboard Hot 100 for the first of 4 weeks. Their hit is considered the most successful bubblegum single of all time. What's the hit? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, September 20, 1969, a fictional band, a group of studio musicians, topped the Billboard Hot 100 for the first of 4 weeks. Their hit is considered the most successful bubblegum single of all time. Bubblegum is pop music in a catchy and upbeat style that is marketed for children and adolescents. Here are the Archies and Sugar Sugar.